USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of killing George Floyd, has been stabbed in prison.
The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility. Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive.
Laura Winters reporting. Derek Chauvin's lawyer, Gregory Erickson, criticized federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the federal correctional institution in Tucson on Friday. Erickson expressed frustration that Chauvin's family has been kept uninformed about the incident, relying solely on news accounts to assume that he's in stable condition. The prison has faced security lapses and staffing shortages, raising concerns about inmate safety. Despite repeated attempts, Chauvin's family and attorneys have not received updates from Bureau of Prisons officials regarding the attack. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%. The economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
Tomorrow is Cyber Monday, and the FBI is warning online shoppers to be aware of scammers, which they say can range from untrustworthy or fake websites to fake emails offering great deals. Online shoppers are expected to spend upwards of $13 billion tomorrow. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hamas announced on Sunday the release of an Israeli with dual Russian citizenship, confirming the first step in a third exchange of captives related to the Hamas October 7 attack on Israel. Israel's military and Russia's state media TASS confirmed the release, indicating the former captive's transfer to the International Committee of the Red Cross. This release is part of an expected third hostages for prisoners swap under the original four-day ceasefire deal, occurring amid signs of increased violence in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, where Israeli forces killed five people overnight at a refugee camp and three others were killed elsewhere in the territory, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. A woman on methamphetamines tried to open the emergency door on a plane 10 hours into a Korean Air flight. The flight was over the Pacific when the 26-year-old woman, high on the stimulant, became paranoid and agitated, ran to the emergency exit door and tried to force it open. Passengers say flight attendants wrestled her to the floor and restrained her. Airport police took her into custody when the plane landed several hours later. Cops reportedly had her tested and determined she was high on methamphetamine. It's apparently the third time this year that a passenger has tried to open an emergency door on a Korean flight. The annual Carter Christmas tree lighting will go on. Laura Winters has the story.
The annual lighting of the Christmas tree in Plains, Georgia, taking on special meaning this year with a passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. For many years, she and her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, would light the town tree. He is receiving hospice care. Their son Chip on hand for this year's tree lighting.
I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.